welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM. Whitman will be back tomorrow. And if you're driving home right now, a big night on that David Letterman show, Tom Hanks and Mike Huckabee. Look at that, man. You'll watch that tonight. All right, it's 9 o'clock, and we do it each and every night in the 9 p.m. hour, the news with Rob and everybody.
No. I couldn't believe it.
Live.
I said my mace. I was like, no mace. No, I do that for friend, but.
Late breaking.
It's JLD.
From the 97.1 news desk. Here's Robin.
Got a good snow?
Yeah.
I still laugh every time I hear that. Can I get some snow?
Could I get some snow?
All right. What is in the news, Rob?
Oh, so much.
All right.
First, a group of dedicated pop singers have banded together to put out an album in order to raise awareness about the dangers of various sexually transmitted diseases.
Is that right?
Yes. This album is set to drop next week, but we have exclusive audio of one of the new songs, G28.
All right, G28, song about STDs, huh? All right, here we go.
When I'm kicking it and I got that sore, there's really only one cure for sure. We ain't living in a herpes-free world. We ain't living in a herpes-free world. When I'm hanging out with a guy who's rich and all of a sudden I got that itch. We ain't living in a herpes-free world. We ain't living in a herpes-free world. Ooh, that's my itch. That's my itch. That's my itch. That's my itch. Ooh, that's my itch. That's my itch. Ooh, that's my itch. That's my itch. This itch needs some Valtrex. V-A-L-T-R-E-X. This itch needs some Valtrex. V-A-L-T-R-E-X. This itch needs some Valtrex. V-A-L-T-R-E-X. This itch needs some Valtrex. V-A-L-T-R-E-X.
All right, Gwen Stefani, look at that.
Doing some good in the world.
Yes. All right, anything else in the news, Robin?
Yes, well, a teary-eyed Hillary Clinton, as you know, pushed for support on Monday as polls showed her poised for a huge New Hampshire loss.
Oh,
but the former frontrunner vowed to carry on with her presidential quest, even if she loses. And we have audio of her first press conference that immediately followed her emotional outburst. Age 31.
All right, age 31, Hillary Clinton in New Hampshire.
I still love the good people of New Hampshire, whether they vote for me or not. It's truly okay with me if they want to act like stick-up-their-ass stuffed shirts who wouldn't know a progressive idea if it skipped around them in a circle waving its wee-wee around. I don't hold it against the solid citizens of the Northeast. In fact, I'm quite certain, with all of their errors in judgment, these simple-minded fascists are still good people. And I wish them the best of luck with whatever Nazi they vote into office. Thank you.
Jesus.
Jesus Christ.
Losing it there.
Taking a little bit hard.
Yeah, being very insulting out there. All right, anything else in the news?
Well, yes, it seems the great American musical is hotter than ever right now. So much so that the movie Fight Club wants in on the act. We are lucky enough to get some clips from a recent dress rehearsal from Fight Club, the musical, set to debut on Broadway this spring. And here are just a few choice selections from the new operetta. F-69.
All right, F-69, Fight Club the musical, everybody. All right.
Every night, Tyler gave the rules to Fight Club, just as we had written them.
Welcome to the Fight Club. You all know why you're here. Here's the man, Tyler Durden, to explain the rules to you. Rule of Fight Club is that you do not talk about Fight Club. The second rule of Fight Club is that you do not talk about Fight Club. And the final rule of Fight Club is, if it's your first time, you must fight. You must fight. You must fight. I won. But what would that do? You ever been in a fight?
No, I've never been in a fight.
You hit me.
I'm Tyler Durden, but you're Tyler Durden.
No, you're Tyler Durden.
We must fight for my sanity.
Let's go, IKEA boy. Let's go, IKEA boy.
Oh, boy. All right, Fight Club, the musical. Huh?
Going to open with record numbers, right. I'm sure.
I guess Broadway's out of ideas, huh? All right. All right, anything else in the news, Robin?
Well, yes, finally, as there you also go. Know, pop princess Britney Spears hit another personal bottom as she was taken away to a Los Angeles hospital for mental observation.
Right.
The silver lining, however, was that she was graced with the presence of a very special visitor, and we have security audio of their brief exchange, a B-17.
All right, B-17, Britney Spears, and a very popular visitor.
Yes,
huh?
A special
Everybody
guest.
Will know who that is.
Oh, yes.
Here we go.
Who are you, y'all?
Dr. Phil.
Oh, hi, Dr. Phil.
How's it going?
Oh, well, I've been better, y'all.
You are divorced, right?
Yeah, well, more or less, yeah, y'all.
You have how many children at home?
Well, technically two, but I have a gag order. Can't really talk about the third one.
Do you resent your children?
No, y'all, not at all. I don't mind that they made me put on 50 pounds, get a meth addiction, and lose my career. No, y'all, not at all.
Do you judge the rest of us, the non-beautiful people?
Well, besides thinking that you're all basically hobbits put on this earth to tend to my needs, no, y'all, not at all.
Are you nuts?
I'm not nuts, y'all. I'm Britney Spears. What are you even doing here? Get out of my room, y'all. Who are you to judge me, y'all? You have a mustache. It's crooked. Get out of
now
here.
That is one skanky-looking co-core.
All right, Jerry, please. I'm going to set her over the edge, you know. All right, anything else in the news, Robin?
Oh, no, that's what's happening.
All right, that's it. Robin with the news, everybody.
Robin with the news.
Stay tuned for the abortion of comedy.
All right, Danny Bonnie. That's a promo for Danny's show?
Stay tuned for the abortion of comedy.
Oh, boy. All right, folks, we try to do this every once in a while to give out a prize and sort of lighten it up. There are a lot of people out there who know some decent jokes, a lot of crap out there as well. I happen to be the son of one of the funniest people on the planet. His name, Tim Conway. So I am probably a little more judgmental when it comes to humor than the average guy. So if you think you can make me laugh with a great goddamn joke, you've heard one recently. It's a great joke. It's not long. It's just very funny. We're going to give out an unbelievable prize here tonight. I can believe what we're giving out here, if I can find it. Robin B. Hood, the Ultimate Edition DVD. Wow. Includes 10 deleted scenes. 10 deleted scenes and an all new interview with Jackie Chan and more. Get your copy today. Boy, I tell you, this station gives out the unbelievable prizes, man. You don't hear this prize being given on other stations.
Jesus Christ.
Robin B. Hood, the Ultimate Edition DVD. All right, if you have yourself a great joke, call us and the winner gets the big prize. 520-9710. That's 520-9710. And 888-520-9710. Now, some ground rules here. We're not going to do a lot of racial jokes. They don't happen to be funny. They don't happen to be witty. They just happen to be rude and angry and aggressive. So if we could limit those, that'd be great. Also, let's not do the long jokes where there's three guys that go into a bar, and then all three guys have to be explained, and then something crazy happens at the end. The best jokes are the ones that are short and funny. So please, folks, keep them rather short, but very funny. And the ultimate winner tonight is going to get Robin B. Hood. I'm not effing with you. I'm not kidding. The Ultimate Edition DVD will be sent to your house, and it includes 10 deleted scenes. And if that's not enough, an all-new interview with Jackie Chan, and more. Get your copy today. Let's talk to Ryan in Fontana. You're up first here on 97.1 Free FM. How are you, sir?
Hey, I just wanted to say that I'm Mexican. I'm going to make a Mexican joke. So,
you got
so
it.
And it's not hardcore. It's real short. Why are all the Mexicans moving to China?
I don't know.
They found out there's 350,000 miles of wall that hasn't been written on.
Oh.
Jesus Christ.
Not a bad joke, but just I don't think the winner. All right, 520-9710, 888-520-9710. The ultimate joke, it's the ultimate DVD. Bob in Calabasas, you're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you, sir?
Hey, fine. Happy New Year. Love
Happy
you guys.
Happy New Year.
Hey, this guy goes for a complete physical, and when he's just about finished, the doctor puts on a rubber glove and some lubricant and says, bend over. He says, do I have to do that? He says, well, we have to do it to have a complete physical. And he goes ahead and he does the thing, and the patient turns to the doctor and says, may I ask what you have in there? He says, I have one finger. He says, and everything seems clear and nothing is abnormal. He says, would you mind putting a second finger in there? He says, well, it's not necessary. He says, oh, okay, I'll go ahead and do it. And he says, it's still clear and there seems to be no abnormalities. He says to the patient, do you mind me asking why you were so insistent I put a second finger in there? And my parents said, you should always get a second opinion.
All right, that's not bad, dude. Hold on 1 second. You're
Thank
in the running.
Thank
All right, hold on 1 second. All right, that's Bob in Calabasas. Let's talk to Bill in Fontana. Bill, you're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you?
I'm doing fine, thanks.
All right. What do you got?
What do you call a black guy that's sitting in a tree dressed in a suit and tie holding a briefcase?
I have no idea.
A branch manager.
Jesus Christ. Blaine in Orange County, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Look at you, man.
Hey.
Hey, what did the leper say to the prostitute?
I don't know.
Keep the tip.
Tony in Buena Park, you're on 97.1.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
All
well,
right.
Word has it that this girl got raped down in the port, you know, down in the harbor there.
Right.
And the cops came to investigate the whole situation. They said, do you have an idea who it was? She says, I know it was a longshoreman for sure. They said, well, how do you know that? She said, well, I had to do all the work.
Oh, man. Jared and Fulton, you're on 97.1.
How you doing?
Good.
All right, if I had a rooster and you had a donkey, and your donkey ate the feet off my rooster, what would you have?
It's real complicated. What's the setup again?
If I had a rooster and you had a donkey, and your donkey ate the feet off of my rooster, what would you have?
Wait a minute. All right, Danny Bonaducci is here, everybody. And he's got a joke for everybody.
But I want you to know, I heard the theme of what you were doing, my friend.
Okay.
And since I've done every shift all day today, at some point or another, just to pimp myself.
Right, you wanted to come in and do this.
I turned to that young lady and said, what's the stupidest joke you know? Because that seems to be what they're going for.
Right.
Ready?
Right.
What do you call a seagull that flies over the bay?
I don't know.
A bagel.
A bagel. There you go.
Did I fit in?
Look at you, man.
Because I was sitting outside. There's those jokes. I think that fits in.
What are you doing here, dude?
I actually forgot some of my stuff from my computer, so I came by to pick it up.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Hey, congratulations on the big show, man. Look at you, dude. Danny Bonaducci. The hardest working man in show business doing 1 hour every day.
Yeah. But I think you want to hear something very cool? Once you figure it out, you'll go, that could still mean you're poor.
Right.
But if you say it just right, by the hour, I may be the highest paid disc jockey in the world.
You are. You know, I was talking to Rich Berner about this earlier, and I don't know what you make an hour. I can only guess, and I'm going to write a figure down here that
I'll tell you the yes or no on it.
Okay, I'm going to say lower than that?
Lower than that.
All right, I'm going to go
150 lower than that.
Oh, okay. So
no, I got a raise, so one lower than that.
Okay, so it's, it's that.
Yeah.
That's how much an hour?
For an hour show, but there's more than 1 hour.
Jesus.
But
Christ.
I also get $1,500 per 2 hour appearance. And
is
I
that
do.
Right?
Last year I did 116 appearances.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, by the way, what when did I keep secrets? The number you wrote down is I make $550,000,
right,
and I do appearances. When did I start keeping secrets? And okay. I sleep with 25-year-old girls, and preferably two, if I can.
Good for you. Now, all right, you're making $550,000 a year.
Yeah, I think I got a raise here.
That's great. That's sensational.
Yeah.
For 1 hour.
Yeah. Well, it's not for 1 hour.
Right,
it's
but
for
if you're
somebody
doing
being afraid of me and saying, get him off my show.
Yeah, but if you were doing a four-hour show at that rate.
I'd get the same.
Yeah, but $2.2 million.
Yeah, it'd put me up there.
Yeah,
yeah.
Now, when you were told that you're going to be doing the 1 hour at 5:50 an hour, did that depress you, or would you rather be doing the Corolla show for 5:50 or the 1 hour?
Well, if you'd asked me that a few days ago, I'd have said I'd rather do the Corolla show because I happen to think the guy's a genius and great at his job. Now I'm hearing weird stuff and don't know, you know.
Is that right?
Yeah, he wrote me a very nice letter, but in one of it said, I respect you personally and professionally, which may seem contrary if you look at the actions I have taken. So, in essence, he took some kind of action, and I work in the afternoon.
Oh, boy.
But, you know,
yeah, but look at your life, dude. I mean, you can literally go to sleep. You're off work at 3 p.m.
Yep.
So you can be home by 4. 3:30,
yeah.
Okay, you're home by 3:30. You can have that crazy Danny Bonaducci lifestyle until noon the next day.
Right.
Get up at noon.
Right.
Leave your house by 1 and be here by 1:30.
Why the hell would I get here that early?
Yeah, or be here by 2.
It's an hour show, yeah. One bit.
If you get here at 12:30, or if you get up at 12:30, you're here at 1:30.
Yeah. And I know the one bit, since I have 4 breaks in the 1 hour, I know if it's a good bit, it's going to take me and I don't have to do much. I think today's was, hold on a second, my girlfriend wrote it.
Hey. Is that your girlfriend? Why don't you bring her in? Can she go on the air?
This is Amy. She is
Amy, how are you? I'm Tim.
Girl.
Nice to see you.
Hi.
Let's put you on this microphone over here.
Let's lift it up, talk
Danny
straight
into Bonaducci's
it.
Girlfriend.
Honey,
man, look at that.
Do not make me look stupid.
Now,
speak directly into it.
You were the girl that you were... He met you days after...
No, 30 minutes.
30 minutes after the divorce, after the separation.
She asked for a divorce. I went to get coffee, and there she was.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I didn't know that, though. I didn't know that.
Did you know Danny when you met him?
Oh, yeah. That's how we met, actually, because I saw him sitting at a table in Starbucks, and I walked up to him to say, like, oh, hey, nice show.
And
he
was crying.
And so I fell for it. What's the matter? Are you okay?
And I didn't care. I was just crying.
Were you crying hysterically or just tears?
Unfortunately, the true story is... She was behind me at first, and I loved my wife. No offense, sweetheart. I was desperately in love with my wife. I did not want the divorce. She did.
Right.
For right reason. I cheated. I lied. You know,
right.
She did the right thing. But I was in love with my wife, or at least too frightened to be alone. Whatever it was, I thought I was doomed. So I wasn't crying, dude. I was weeping. I was going...
Oh, boy.
And then I hear this voice behind me go, I really like your show. And it's a girl's voice. And this will show you just how fast I can kick into dog.
Right.
I went... You think these tears are going to work for me?
Yeah.
And then
they did.
I thought two eyes is too much. So I wiped one eye and turned and I said, I'm okay. How are you? And then we went home together. And within a couple of days, I had Amy tattooed on my arm and off we were.
Did you have sex the first day?
No. That implies we did. I made this guy wait like 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, you made me wait 3 weeks. I was boning the whole time we were together. Just not you.
No.
You think I'm going to sit around?
Wait, is that true?
Of course.
Did you know that?
No.
Not true.
You didn't know that?
It's not true.
Oh, it's not true.
No.
Okay.
I was with him every day.
If it's going to get me in trouble, it's not true.
All right.
No, I mean,
now, do you have Danny's name tattooed on you somewhere?
Nope. No tattoos at all.
All right. Were you working at Starbucks?
No.
You're just there?
Just there.
My girl, are you ready for that little girl right there?
Yeah.
That girl's a school teacher.
Really? What grade?
Sub, so K through 12, but usually 10th grade math.
All right. That's pretty cool. So you're good at math?
No, actually, I have a bachelor's in history. I just got
you're not
requested
that good
as a
at
math teacher. No.
Really?
I know enough to get by.
Is it LAUSD?
No, private charter and independent schools in LA County.
Oh, that's pretty cool. A little smarty pants.
Okay.
And I mean that quite literally.
Now, you are also the girl, the teacher, who Danny's very close to involving in a three-way. Is that correct?
He thinks so.
Oh, here we go. Go, man.
Wait,
go.
Is that going to happen?
No.
Not at all.
He wants it to.
You've implied after a couple of beers that it could happen, like for a birthday present.
Have you ever been with another woman?
No.
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 No. This is all my doing and saying. But after, I don't drink anymore, but Amy likes a beer every now and again, like a normal person. I'm drinking probably.
Right.
When
you drank, what did you drink?
What you got? Gasoline.
Anything.
Yeah, whatever. I'm the real live alky. I'm not playing.
Right.
You know, I'd wake up I'd go, God, I hope this is my own vomit.
So you drank out of the bottle?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, please. That's why I never got caught drinking at home. My wife drinks wine.
Right.
I would have to uncork a brand new bottle and chug the whole thing even to notice. Right. She'll notice a whole bottle of wine. So I was, you know, mostly vodka, but if they had tequila, whatever they had, I just drank. I drank every day to great excess.
Hey, listen, you got to enjoy yourself.
You know, and I want you to know, kids, and this is a very, very important lesson at home, and I'm not very serious on the radio very often, but I want you to know, if you drink to excess every day of your life for a decade, and you lie and cheat on your wife, you can end up rich with a 25-year-old. And I think that's a very, very important lesson for you to all know at home.
I hope you don't take this as an insult, but do you have any clothing that doesn't have skulls on it?
I would not take that as an insult, because if I had clothes that didn't have skulls on them, I would glue skulls on them. That's my favorite thing.
All right, very good. All right, so Amy, right? Amy,
yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
You didn't not have a boyfriend when you met Danny?
No.
You were a single girl?
Yep.
Coming out of a relationship?
No.
And got involved with this guy's life? And are you totally in love right now?
Yeah, very much. Couldn't be more in love.
Keep going, dude. How often
do you guys bang around?
Oh, dude. You're not going to believe her. You won't believe her. Tell them.
On average, like, I don't know, twice a day.
Jesus
but our
Christ.
Record in a 24-hour time span was like seven times.
Seven different times?
48 years old right now.
Is that right?
Yeah.
What were you on?
Bull testosterone.
Well, but he was getting up at 4 in the morning to
work
out. Does
that come in a vial?
Sure does.
So, I mean, if you get up at 4 in the morning and, you know, it's a long day, so there's plenty of time slots throughout the day.
She's a math teacher.
So after the sixth time in the 24-hour period, you didn't say, listen, I think that's a wrap?
Oh, no.
Can I tell you an honest truth? Because it was very public that one of the reasons I got a divorce is my wife was not very into sex. And when she turned it on so hard, so fast, I thought, well, this is kind of a ruse to keep me around. She likes me and knows I'm real into sex. Now she wants it like when it's inconvenient.
Wow.
Right now it's like, dude, there's nobody in the stairwell. We could do it really quick. I work here. We can't just do it in the stairwell.
And
sometimes
he's like, oh, you know, if I don't do it, I'm not a man, so I guess I have to.
Yeah.
Wow.
We've done it five times. Have I not proven myself to you?
Hey, Randy, please. Jesus Christ. Randy in my headphones keeps saying, well, if you guys are that horny, why don't you have sex right here on the air?
I would do that in 2 seconds. Amy would not.
Is that right?
And I mean literally 2 seconds if I hadn't had it all day.
Would I do it live on the radio? No.
Yeah. Would you record it and play it on a show?
No.
No, as a matter of fact, she's not a big speaker.
Lady.
I've actually asked her to say, I'm done.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, because she gets, much like men lose interest, she's got some really guy-like cool qualities. Like, when she's done, and I don't want to irritate her. So I go, will you do me a favor? When you're done, Lee, just look at me and go, done, so I'll stop bothering you? Because that's what I want to do. You know, when girls keep going once you're done, it's like, would you just get me a pizza and a beer? Stop bothering me.
All right, now the three-way, because we got to take a break. The three-way you're going to put together.
I'm doing my best.
Okay, now you're working on it. It's like a long process.
This is going to be a while.
It could lead to you guys breaking up.
I might be too old to actually pull it off by the time she says yes.
All right, is it going to include another guy or another girl?
Well, I have always said that I think for the girl's pleasure, as long as she feels that she is in charge and not being pushed around and manhandled or degraded in any way, that two men is better.
Right.
But the men have to stay at least a torso apart.
Like probably,
if you even bump elbows, then you got to wonder about your own sexuality and stuff like that. You can maybe high five, and if the girl's really cool, you can balance your beer on her back.
Well,
no.
I think if it's two guys and a girl, that the guy should be wearing football helmets. Just to take the stink off off the gayness. But if would you be uncomfortable watching Amy having sex with another man?
If I picked the guy and it was okay with me and I thought it would thrill her, no.
Right.
I believe I've never tried it. I really haven't. Out of all the things I've done, I've never tried it. But I think she's done so much for me at my request. Hey, can we try this? Because my wife didn't do anything. I said, I used to often check for a pulse just to make sure my wife wasn't dead. And she has said yes to nothing bad or dirty. If she said, will you do that for me? I think as long as it didn't hurt me or was in public, I'd say yeah and do it.
And would you be willing to have sex with another guy in front of...
No, because the thing is, because Danny and I have sex a lot, that's because we're in love and I'm comfortable with it, but I'm not really... Like, I feel like another guy is too invasive. I don't know.
So it would be another girl?
It'd be a girl?
More likely than it being a guy, yeah.
Okay. You've never been with another woman?
No.
Have you ever fantasized?
I've been with very few men. I said... the other day, I can't believe it. I have a girlfriend. She's only 25 and has private parts with very low mileage. So,
how many guys have you been with?
Oh, I'm not telling that on the radio, but very few.
Very few.
Okay.
I know the number, and it's very few.
All right. Is it less than Sam Phillips?
Yes. It's less than Sam Phillips in an afternoon.
Sam Phillips admits to over 500.
Oh,
500 is around my number.
Women, is that right?
Men, yeah.
You've been with 500 chicks?
Jesus, you have been famous since Sure.
Puberty. I don't think I've seen 500 chicks naked.
You didn't see Porky's Revenge.
All right, that is excellent. You guys are going to go home and bang around then, huh?
Actually, no. A friend of mine, since I'm tired and want to go to bed, actually. But because I don't have to get up, I've been promising a friend of mine I'd see his band for a year.
Hey, dude, so you have the life now. You're earning $550,000 a year. You're doing 1 hour a day.
Oh, with my appearances, that's got to be closer to 800.
I bet it's closer to 800. And you're earning about between 750 and 800 a year for 1 hour a day.
Well, no, because the one thing I didn't think of was the word appear. It means I have to go somewhere to get that money. It's really far.
All right.
But I'm just grateful for the gig. What a great gig.
And what does that paycheck look like every 2 weeks?
It's not like it used to be. This is not nearly the money I used to make.
In Chicago?
No, in L.A. when I was with that other girl.
Oh, with Star.
I made $1,000,002, so my checks were literally $100,000 a month.
Wow.
Yeah, it was cool.
Is that right?
It was so cool.
So, and you got paid...
And I was over my drug habit by then.
They take taxes out?
No, because it was a corporation, so my guy takes corporate
checks. So every 2 weeks, you got a
$50,000 check. I got a check for 100 G's. Every month, I got a check for 100 G's.
Jesus Christ.
It was rad, dude.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
All right.
Hey, thank you for inviting us in. I just stopped by to see my headphones.
Thanks for coming by, man. Listen, congratulations on the big success there.
I appreciate that, and on the new girl. She rocks, doesn't she?
Right. And you seem much happier now. That you're doing 1 hour a day, getting an S-load of money with a young chick.
Who doesn't spend that much.
You might have the best gig in Hollywood.
I might. I think I'm going to go kiss her.
All right. All right. Thank Danny you. Bonaducci best, and man. Amy Bonaducci. If they had kids, they'd definitely have red hair. I'll give you that.
No.
All right. We're going to take more of your phone calls when we come back. The best joke wins the greatest prize on the planet. Folks, just when you think that this station is not giving the best prize away, we give away Robin B. Hood, the Ultimate Edition DVD, 10 deleted scenes, an interview with Jackie Chan, and more. How could you get more out of that? Get your copy today. It's Conway Whitman. Your best joke is going to get a great DVD, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. It's Conway Whitman, live on 97.1 Free FM.
Wow, Danny, now you've crossed the line.